On a gloomy Wednesday evening, the Nottoway Valley Wolverines fell to Martinsdale St. Mary's 19-3 in five innings of action. While the score may not show it, the Wolverines had the game close at a few points and were able to hold on in the early innings of action. However, Martinsdale St. Mary's hit the gas and never looked back. At the top of the first inning, Martinsdale St. Mary's struggled to get the bats rolling after heading into a groundout, flyout, a player hit by pitch, and another groundout. Things defensively were already looking up for Nottoway Valley after a promising start, and those key defensive plays carried over into the offense in the bottom of the first. Deacon Mullen was able to start things off with a first pitch, first hit single, to put one runner on. Key and Stevie walked following after, and with two runners on and no outs, brought shortstop Paul Berg up to the plate. Berg was able to launch a deep triple to score both Mullen and Stevie to put the Wolverines up 2-0. This is the last time we would see the Wolverines on top, as the Blue Devils would hit the second inning and would bat around the order with key hits by Jason Fugate with a double, while Cale Morrow, William Denny, and Cooper Oberbrockling all hit singles in the 7-run inning for Martinsdale St. Mary's. The Wolverines weren't able to get anything going in the bottom of the second, which led to the top of the third, where the Blue Devils put down 5 runs that featured a long home run by Cooper Oberbrockling to score 3 runs. This inning also featured a key double by Jason Fugate and a single by Jensen Dyer. That is when the game sat at 12-2, headed into the bottom of the third, and Nottoway Valley's Paul Berg got on with a single and wasn't able to score. Martinsdale St. Mary's then went on into the fourth and added on 5 runs, with another double in the game by William Denny and 2 singles by Travis White and Jackson Baslin. The Wolverines did go on to add a run in the bottom of the fourth after some heads-up base running to put the game at 17-3. The Blue Devils then halted the pace in the fifth inning by scoring 2 runs to put the game at 19-3. While Nottoway Valley had 2 runners on to start the bottom of the fifth, the game was already out of their hands, and the Wolverines fell 19-3. If Nottoway Valley can keep up their pace in the top of the first inning, this team will be successful all season long, as the Wolverines will look to get back on track in their doubleheader coming up today against Lennox, while Martinsdale St. Mary's will attempt to keep their 10-game conference winning streak alive as they'll battle Mount Air at home coming up this evening. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.